With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And business, we talk a lot about business here. You are on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. And remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information that you won't want to miss. It's a live show. You could call us at 312-642-5600. That phone number again is 312-642-5600. Get Down to Business is powered by our friends at Tandem HR. They are your solution center. You can reach them at 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. You can also visit them on the web at TandemHR.com. This week, we'll be joined by guests from Manufacturing Renaissance, Kurt Summers, City Treasurer of Chicago, and Chris Everett of Everett Wealth Solutions, along with the new Playmaker Spotlight. I'll be sharing some networking tips then in the program. That's right. You're listening to Get Down to Business. We're powered by Tandem HR. Check them out, TandemHR.com. First up on the program, I've got Dan here from Manufacturing Renaissance, an amazing program that I feel very fortunate to have had the opportunity to visit at the Austin Polytechnical Academy in Chicago. Really fascinating program. It's an honor to have you, Dan. Thanks for joining me in the studio.
Glad to be here.
So, Dan, tell us why you think there is a need for manufacturing training and job creation in schools like Austin Polytech.
Well, Shalom, you know, about 30 years ago, our school system began to deindustrialize. Everybody began to see work of making things and work in production as demeaning, dangerous, dirty, and nobody wanted their children to go into this this field. About 10 years ago, 15 years ago, manufacturing began to shift a lot of work offshore, but that was low-skilled work. It wasn't all work. So our companies moved to doing more higher value-added work, making more complex products. And immediately they couldn't find the talent necessary to do the work. So nationwide, there's 600,000 jobs in manufacturing, paying on average $75,000 a year.
So these are good jobs.
These are the best jobs. These are jobs that are involving technology, teamwork, critical thinking, math. They're on factories these days. I was in a factory this last week, Winsler Gear. It's an art gallery, literally. You can eat off the floors. There's music you can hear as the machines and the robotic-based machines hum.
So let me be direct. Austin is not viewed as one of the nicest neighborhoods in Chicago. So you're telling me that graduates of the program at Austin Polytech, they have potential to not just make a minimum wage, but to actually make money and really be successful professionals.
In the Austin campus, we have the Manufacturing Connect program. And our graduates, last year, Rico made $75,000 as a CNC operator. Alex West, who's out of 3 years out of high school in the Austin community, is now the second in charge of a small manufacturing company, has the key to open the factory, just bought a two flat and is raising his two children there.
So Manufacturing Connect, you're helping with the training. What about the actual career placement?
Well, we do everything. When a kid comes in as a freshman, they immediately begin to go on tours to companies, so they become aware of what the world of modern manufacturing looks like. They take engineering courses. They take machining courses. By the time they're juniors, we are sending them on internships, summer jobs, job shadowing experiences. So they extensively have an understanding of what goes into manufacturing.
So tell us some of the numbers, some of the success numbers. How many people have come through the program? How many internships and summer jobs have you been able to be involved in?
Well, I think our students have had something like 280, you know, paid internships and summer jobs. We have we also emphasize our students not only getting a high school diploma, but they're also getting nationally recognized credentials in metalworking. And these are portable credentials, which means the kid has these credentials. They can go any place in the country and get a great job. We have like 180 students who've received over 290 nationally recognized credentials in metalworking.
Our listeners know I like to talk a lot about entrepreneurship. You're involved in entrepreneurial education, really, because you're teaching skills that are needed, certainly in the workforce, but you're positioning your students, the young men and women, to be able to move on successfully and really take charge of their life, which is totally incredible. So, Dan, is Manufacturing Renaissance, Manufacturing Connect, are you a nonprofit, a business, or are you actually a part of the Chicago public school system?
Oh, we're not-for-profit. We're independent. We work extensively with government here and around the country. We work with labor. We work with companies. We have over 80 companies that have been a partner with this one program in the Austin campus. And let me tell you one other thing. A huge issue is not only skilled work and machinists, but also is aging owners in manufacturing companies. We have the problem in machining is mirrored and is the same as a problem in ownership of companies. 99% of the companies in manufacturing in the state of Illinois are white-owned. The owners have moved from the city into the suburbs, and it's now time for them to retire, and their kid doesn't want to go back in the ghetto. Or their kid wants, if they want to go in business, they want to go in finance. What we're working at is raising the next generation of leaders in manufacturing in all aspects. So we constantly emphasize to our young people the opportunities that are available in owning companies as well as working for companies. So we're totally committed to entrepreneurship and make that as a fundamental part of our program in the school.
So you have the program in Austin. Tell us about some of the other initiatives they're working on and tell us what's next. This sounds like an incredible model. Is there any chance that the Manufacturing Connect program will be brought to other schools in the Chicago public school system?
Yeah, absolutely. We're now in discussions with Chicago public schools and to come into another high school on the northwest side. We are currently working with 200 eighth graders at Northwest Middle School, introducing, and that's where we need to go. We need to go even earlier than high school to begin to excite young people about the possibilities in these exciting careers in manufacturing.
So, what about in Evanston, outside of the Chicago borders?
In Evanston, we've met with the team there, and we actually designed a new metalworking shop and designed their equipment and gave them a curriculum to teach advanced machining in their school. But we're eager to we've been focused a lot on Austin. We've done a handful of other schools and programs in one way or another, including both in Illinois and also in Michigan. But we're eager to talk to other people about bringing this kind of program into their school, because this program can connect any public school or any school at all, public or private, with the manufacturing sector.
What I find amazing about this program, Manufacturing Renaissance, once again, we're talking with Dan Swinney here at on Get Down to Business, really fantastic public-private partnership.
That's
and
right.
So many people view labor as an issue that Democrats are involved with, and manufacturing, it's Republicans. And this is really a bipartisan issue. This is a good partnership between the areas, and you're involved in training in the inner city, which is incredible. So you have so many dynamics over here, and you're filling a need. There are jobs that are sitting unfilled for so long, and it's no secret the crime that exists in some of these inner city neighborhoods, and you are addressing that need by providing the training, giving these young men and women the opportunity to have an excellent education in the trades where they will actually be able to make real money and give back to society, which is totally and completely incredible. So how long has the program been in existence?
Well, we started, the school opened in 2007. I founded the school, but we founded it as a public school. Our first graduating class was 2011, so it's been about 10 years.
Amazing. And it's you've been rising through the ranks quickly and clearly have the attention of Chicago Public Schools is now talking about future programs and future sites. That's an amazing, amazing accomplishment. Actually, in just a short while, we're going to be chatting with Kurt Summers, Chicago City Treasurer, and I know he's a big fan of these public-private partnerships and finding ways to bring communities together. So hopefully we'll be able to continue that conversation. But Dan, believe it or not, we are rapidly running out of time. I want to make sure our listeners have the opportunity to connect with you, find out ways that they can support Manufacturing Renaissance, and maybe even take the opportunity. I encourage our listeners, take the opportunity to tour, to get in touch with you, to find out more. Because once people see it, they won't believe it. But frankly, they're going to want to get involved and find ways to work together. So how can people get a hold of you?
Two ways. You can contact us on our website, www.mfgren.org. My email is dswinney@mfgren.org. And my telephone number is area code 773-278-5418, extension 13.
Fantastic. Once again, that website is mfgren.org. Manufacturing Renaissance, really transforming this model of education, trades, helping kids throughout City of Chicago and beyond. And I anticipate this will be a model that can be replicated many, many, many times over. So, Dan, thanks for the great work that you're doing. We'll be sure to have you back on, follow your progress, and once again, encourage our listeners to get a hold of you, visit the website, and learn more at mfgren.org. After the break, we're going to check in with executive business coach and award-winning Vistage chair Dick Smith. You're listening to Get Down to Business, the show that is all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. Coming up on the program, we've got Kurt Summers, Chicago City Treasurer, Chris Everett, who's going to be sharing some information about Social Security rule changes. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. Check them out, tandemhr.com. We're also brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm. Fiduciary advisor helps you create your personal wealth. You can call them 708-771-7777. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bowden, lost with a look at the roadways. On the inbound Edens, it's pretty heavy. Lake Cook to the junction takes 32 minutes. The Kennedy heading inbound, heavy between the River Toll Plaza and Division. O'Hare to downtown is 40 minutes. From the junction takes 19. On the outbound lane, slowing down between Central and Sayre, downtown to the junction 10. To O'Hare 22, the express lanes are fine. On the Eisenhower heading inbound, Thorndale to the post office, 46 minutes. From Mannheim is 31. Outbound lanes from the post office to Mannheim, 17. To Thorndale is 30 minutes. Stevenson heading inbound, 355 to Lakeshore Drive, 38 minutes. From the Tri-State is 28. Finally, the Dan Ryan heading inbound slows down between Cermak and the Burns Circle Interchange, about 16 minutes, 95th to downtown. Tonight, 42 and rainy. Tomorrow, 49 and some rain, currently 51. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
I'm Dan Prof.
And I'm Amy Jacobson.
And it's that time of the year again. The weather here in Chicago is getting cold, but the sun is shining in Los Cabos, Mexico.
And that's where we'll be heading in April for a week of luxury and fun at the Secrets Puerto Los Cabos Golf and Spa Resort. Our last trip sold out, so don't wait to book with Apple Vacations and join us in Cabo. Visit 560theanswer.com and search for the keyword escape. That's 560theanswer.com. Keyword escape and escape to Cabo with us.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
C.D. Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at C.D. Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-901-9633.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-901-9633. That's 1-800-901-9633.
It's time for the Playmaker Spotlight with executive coach and Vistage chair, Dick Smith.
Well, welcome to the Playmaker Spotlight, the part of Get Down to Business where we speak to CEOs and business owners and share their stories and best practices with you, our listeners. Playmakers is brought to you in part by Vistage, the world's largest CEO advisory board organization, and I am your host, Dick Smith, the CEO business coach, and I'm an award-winning chair for Vistage International. And tonight, I'm very pleased to have with us as our guest, Chris Lesner. He's the founder and CEO of Project World Impact. They're headquartered in Wheaton, Illinois, and from their website, Project World Impact is a hub for nonprofits to connect with volunteers and supporters. When you create a profile on projectworldimpact.com, you place your organization in front of millions of cause-minded people. Visitors search for nonprofits by cause and location, so your profile is seen by those who are already interested in what you're doing. And, of course, then more apt to fund your cause, yeah? You are able to post volunteering opportunities. You can educate people about your mission and provide a socially integrated platform for all of your advocates. Our donation platform takes no percentage, get that, no percentage of your donations to your organization, so everything goes to the charity, and allows you to create cost-effective crowdfunding projects. Project World can help you leverage your limited budget while giving you the visibility you need to impact your world. And again, I'm very excited to have this very young man, Chris Lesner. I found very interesting and exciting. He is really a mover and a shaker, a playmaker, if you will, at his very young age. He's founder and CEO of Project World Impact. Chris, welcome to Playmakers. So give us a little history, Chris. What's the story, the CNN story behind Project World Impact?
So when I was a sophomore in college, I started a marketing company with two other people, and we ended up doing really well. We ended up landing some clients like Chipotle, Ralph Lauren, and other large companies that lots of people have heard of, Fortune 500s. And after doing that for 2 years while I was in college, I decided I could do more than that even and start what I always had envisioned called Project World Impact. And what we do is three parts. The first part is we've built a website where you can find nonprofits by cause and location. Mm-hmm. So if you want to know who's doing work with clean water in India, you can go to our site and see all the nonprofits that do work there. The second part is we've created a place on the same website where you can find fair trade and cause-related goods. So we found that the same people who want to donate to different causes around the world are also interested in buying products that help those same causes around the world. And the third part, to fund it, we've started a marketing company basically replicating what I've already done, and doing marketing for both for-profits and nonprofits at a fairly large scale.
Okay, and so that piece is what funds the nonprofit opportunities. Because at this point, I understand you're not charging the nonprofits for what you're providing, which is a wonderful thing. So you're obviously a cause-related guy in and of itself. You went to a Christian college, and you're all about your passion for your mission to serve and help people, yeah?
Definitely.
Okay, I got that for sure. So so how many employees do you guys have, and where are your offices, and what geographic areas do you serve?
So we're based in Wheaton, and we hover around 20 people on our team at a given time. And really where we're serving is anywhere in the U.S. Some of our clients are out east, some are out west, and some are here in the Midwest. So we really focus everywhere in the country so long as they can we can get behind what they're doing.
Got it. And so both for the for-profit web development and search engine optimization marketing stuff that you do for those people that pay you to do it, how do you differentiate yourself from all the myriad of marketing companies, call themselves marketing companies out there?
Yeah, good question. So on the nonprofit website side, there's not many places or any places really where people can create profiles, educate people on what they're doing from a cause standpoint.
Yeah, you're absolutely unusual when it comes to that. You're probably the only one doing that.
Right. And on the marketing side, one of the things that we find is so many marketing companies are doing marketing, but they really don't use much data. Uh-huh. It ends up being pretty fluffy what they're doing. And so we really focus on data-driven marketing, which helps us provide results and helps us keep great customers and helps us grow our business.
So you're creating metrics, things that could be measured against the return on investment versus just creating brand awareness. And how do you measure that?
Yeah. Correct. And repeatably scalable tactics.
Ah, there you go. So you keep seeing the needle move. So you're data driven. Good for you. So tell me, what does your ideal customer profile look like in both of these areas?
So on the nonprofit website side, really, we're trying to partner with every nonprofit. Mm-hmm. In the past month that people have been able to start creating profiles as nonprofits and talk about what they do, we've had over 2,000 people join on the nonprofit side. So that's 2,000 individual nonprofits. So that's great. We're trying to grow that, and we're talking to 40,000 every month about joining and having them create profiles. So that's exciting. So any nonprofit is welcome to be on our site, and we would love that.
Okay.
On the marketing side, half of our clients right now are for-profit, the other half are nonprofit, and mm-hmm. we really focus on anyone who wants to grow their reach, especially online. Mm-hmm. So we're building lots of websites, apps, working on search engine optimization and social media for a lot of people. So we do the guerrilla marketing stuff, mm-hmm. hands-on stuff, but really online is where we focus.
Great. Hey, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Get Down to Business Playmaker Spotlight, brought to you in part by Vistage International, the world's largest CEO and business owner private advisory board organization. And tonight we're talking to Chris Lessner, founder and CEO of Project World Impact. So how would you describe the culture at Project World Impact, Chris?
The culture is one of the most exciting things that I've found. We're a really young team.
Yeah.
So I'm 23. Most of our employees are under 35, which makes it for a pretty dynamic environment.
And the good news is you don't pay a lot for health insurance. Okay?
That's true. That's true for sure. One of the things that I find with our team specifically is that we're willing to outwork any other team. Uh-huh. So if you put us up against any other marketing team, if they're more than 20 people or less than 20 people, we're willing to outwork people, which makes us great. A lot of times we're sending emails back and forth at midnight still every night, mm-hmm. and it makes for a fun environment. And mm-hmm. one of the things that we provide for our team is extreme flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
So we, like most companies, maybe not most companies, but we have a foosball table in the office, and a lot of our team will be playing foosball during the day, and the next minute they're talking to clients or working on a huge branding campaign or marketing campaign. So.
I assume that most of your employees have a cause-related passion like you do, right? The mission of service trait, I suspect, right? And that's how you kind of weed through the candidates that might want to come to work for you.
Yeah, we found a clear vision really helps us find the right people and people who are dedicated to work unbelievably hard.
Yeah, so that's in part how you attract, hire, and retain top performers. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so it's interesting. We constantly are trying to make sure that we're hiring in the right direction of where we're going, mm-hmm. and also making sure that we have the right people on the bus, to steal a term from Jim Collins. And
mm-hmm. in the right seats on the bus. Right?
In the right seats on the bus, yeah for sure. And mm-hmm. so recently, about a month ago now, we just let 5 people go.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't necessarily because we don't want a certain amount of people, because we're still hiring more than 5 people right now.
Sure.
But it was just the roles weren't where we're heading in the future. And so we're really focused on getting the right people on and figuring out how we help our clients best.
That vision is important. And can I assume you have a vivid vision for the company? Can you tell me where you're going to be going 3 to 5 years from now?
Yeah. So in 3 to 5 years, the thought is, if we can help at least 10,000 nonprofits, and they're all helping on average about 10,000 people, let's say, some helping 100 people, some helping 1 million people,
mm-hmm.
depending on the size of the nonprofit. But if we can help 10,000 continue to grow the amount they're able to help, and they're all helping 10,000 people, we indirectly can touch over 100 million people when you do the math.
Good for you.
And not many companies can say that they're helping hundreds of millions of people worldwide, especially for good,
mm-hmm.
Which is really exciting for us. And our vision is to help these nonprofits get seen by millions of people.
Good for you. And, of course, the for-profit marketing work that you do is sort of funding the nonprofit side. At some point, you'll probably need to start charging some of the nonprofits a little bit anyway.
For sure.
But where do you see that mix 3 years from now? Will you still be a marketing company working for for-profits as well?
Yeah, so one of the things that we found is that most nonprofits don't have a go-to marketing agency, and they're trying to do things at a subpar level.
Mm-hmm.
And same with for-profits. They're doing things at a subpar level. And so what we're doing is basically building our funnel by having lots of nonprofits that trust us that we're working with on the website side. Mm-hmm. And once they realize, hey, we do marketing, we've already gotten a lot of marketing clients from it who say, we also want you to do marketing.
Gotcha.
And we do it at a low cost compared to what other people are doing.
Got it. Hey, I'm afraid we're just about out of time, but I'd like to thank you, Chris Lessner, the founder and CEO of Project World Impact in Wheaton, for being with us today. So, Chris, wonderful success story. Bless you. The work you're doing is really very, very touching, very passionate, obviously, about your work. So if people want to join your staff or are looking to set themselves up as a candidate, or possibly they're a nonprofit or they want some marketing, what's the best way to reach you guys? Your
they
website?
They can go to projectworldimpact.com.
Got it. Projectworldimpact.com. Well, thanks again, Chris. I'd like to thank our listeners for tuning in once again. This has been the Playmaker Spotlight with your host, Dick Smith, the CEO business coach and chair for Vistage International. You can reach me at dick.smith@vistagechair.com. And now back to Shalom
Klein. When all is said and done, and the Obama administration rides off into the sunset, what one overwhelming theme will be the lasting impression? Here's one. Asleep at the switch. While ISIS was making a rampage across the Middle East, we did nothing. While a Syrian dictator was killing 300,000 of his own people, we did nothing. When thousands of those same refugees came pouring across the border, we did nothing. Unfortunately, we were and still are asleep at the switch. So keep it here to learn what we can do about that. AM 560, The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler. Belgian authorities have detained an unidentified person for questioning after a house raid in Brussels. It was in the Molenbeek district, where some of the terrorists involved in the Paris attacks were from, and where the suspected ringleader and an eighth attacker live. Those two men still at large. A court appearance tomorrow for Enrique Marquez, the only person charged in the San Bernardino terror attacks. At the pump,
gasoline prices slipped down another 4 cents in these 2 weeks, and the new price, $2.06 per gallon, is the lowest in almost 7 years. The last time it was below that at $2.05 was late April 2009.
Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg.
Nothing will stand in our way.
Certainly not at the box office. Star Wars The Force Awakens making $238 million, a North American record. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com traffic center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadways. The Jane Addams heading eastbound, pretty heavy right now between Gulf Road and Arlington Heights Road. It's because of road construction. The westbound lane slow down between Toohey and Route 53. Road construction knocks out the right-hand lane. On the Kennedy heading inbound, it's heavy between Harlem and Division. O'Hare to downtown is 35 minutes. From the junction takes 17. On the outbound lane, slows down between Bryn Mawr and Sayre. Downtown to the junction, 10. To O'Hare, 21. The express lanes are fine. Eisenhower heading inbound. Thorndale to the post office, 37 minutes. From Mannheim takes 24. And the Stevenson heading inbound, 355 to Lakeshore Drive, 38. From the Tri-State is 28. Tonight, 42 and rainy. Tomorrow, 49 and rain. Currently, 51. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560. The answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
If you're suffering with hearing loss and you don't want to hear more clearly again, cover your ears. Because I'm about to offer everyone who's listening an absolutely risk-free trial of a life-changing hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. We'll even give you free shipping and free batteries for life. So if you're still listening, call now. 1-800-955-2423. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. So if you're ready to hear more clearly again, let us give you a 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-955-2423. That's 1-800-955-2423. 1-800-955-2423.
Back on the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship, and thrilled to be joined by my friend, Chicago City Treasurer Kurt Summers, on the program. Kurt, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. So I am very proud of the relationship that that we formed with your office. Specifically, and I just want to start with this issue on the Sister Neighborhoods program. Many of our listeners might be familiar from the beautiful piece in the Tribune the other week about the relationships that have been forged between neighborhoods like West Rogers Park and Albany Park. Tell us a little bit about what you believe are the greatest accomplishments and the reasons for success of that program.
Yeah, I think the program's success is all driven by Chicago's neighborhoods. We started, when I first took office, I went to all 77 neighborhoods in 77 days. And what happened was we'd go to one community and we'd hear a need, and the next day we'd go to another community and we'd hear a related solution. And we figured rather than government trying to solve the problems, why don't we connect these folks and see if they have a way of working together and learning from each other. And it's just been, the response has been phenomenal. Obviously, your experience there in West Rogers Park has been great, but we've also seen, you know, Englewood and Avondale, we've seen communities around the city begin to learn from each other. And the success, we think, is really just at the beginning. Folks are just starting to learn from each other, meet with each other, and engage on projects that are meaningful for each other's neighborhoods.
It's really impactful, and it's taking place in more ways than any number of staff can possibly measure. I see it firsthand, and from conversations with fellow community leaders, so many initiatives have came out just because you forged those relationships, which is great. But Kurt, you've been in office now for, gosh, I can't believe it, 1 year. So tell us about some of those accomplishments in the first year in office.
Yeah, I think it's interesting when I was thinking about, you know, reflect. A lot of folks on the staff were asking, you know, what's let's reflect on the first year, and what are you most proud of? And it kind of stumped me. My response was really, you know, I think we're just starting to hit our stride, and we're really just kind of doing our job. For a long time, this office, the Treasurer's Office in the City of Chicago, was sort of a sleepy little investment office on the first floor. It wasn't very visible, wasn't very public, and hadn't been as focused on community engagement and on neighborhood investment. And, you know, we've transformed that. So now the office has thought leaders in every single neighborhood in the city. We launched a quarterly earnings call. So now every quarter, everyone from, you know, folks in the neighborhood to investors on Wall Street can dial in and participate in a quarterly call and learn about what's happening with the city's finances and investments. And then one of the things that I think has been most exciting for us is just in the way that we've transformed this process, we really provided a seat at the table for every neighborhood. And so now, you know, we've launched things like community investment grants. So if there's a group in a neighborhood that wants to see something different in their neighborhood, we partner with the Chicago Community Trust to provide seed grants for them to work on that plan and then get funding for that plan in their neighborhoods.
So there's investment in local happen. In local neighborhoods and in local small businesses, which is really important. And your office has been more transparent than ever, as you mentioned, through these earnings calls, which is, I believe, the first in the nation for any municipality, which is incredible. Right now, you have something interesting going on in your office, a pop-up art gallery. Do you mind telling our listeners a little bit about it so they could catch in just in these remaining few days?
Yeah, sure. So it's going on until Wednesday the 23rd, so come by. You know, our office has been home to different artists throughout the year. We've had collections of local artists and local galleries adorn our walls since I took office, really. And we wanted to expand the program during the holiday season and invite artists to display their work right in our office. So we've got about 50 pieces up right now hanging in the office from artists from all over, Wicker Park, Hyde Park, where I live, Cranian Village, Andersonville, you name it. And because City Hall has hundreds, if not thousands, of people walking through its doors every day, we figured why not invite the public to come see some of Chicago's artists' greatest work.
So stop by the treasurer's office on the first floor. Really interesting. Actually popped in last week. Very interesting. So, Kurt, we've got less than a minute remaining. If you don't mind, tell our listeners what was the most surprising thing that you discovered coming into the office of City Treasurer.
Well, I guess the most surprising thing is just how much opportunity there is still to have an impact through this office on the city. One of the things that we're seeing in 2016, just in the way that we're changing the way that we invest your money as taxpayers, we're generating $40 million more revenue to the bottom line. That leads to more investments in neighborhoods.
And I believe we just lost the Treasurer Summers, a little technical issue over there. As he was saying, first year in office, really incredible accomplishments in year number one. And I encourage you to learn more about the work that his office is doing by visiting ChicagoCityTreasurer.com, ChicagoCityTreasurer.com. Kurt, I think you're back with us.
I am. Yeah.
Okay, not sure what happened over there. We've got 30 seconds remaining. Thank you for all that you're doing. It's been a year in office. Just sharing your website, ChicagoCityTreasurer.com. And the pop-up art gallery continues until when?
Until Wednesday the 23rd, 9 to 5.
Fantastic. Kurt, looking forward to checking back in with you on Get Down to Business. Thanks for all the work that you're doing. Looking forward to continued partnership together.
Shalom. I appreciate it. Happy holiday.
Happy holidays. After the break, we've got more jobs and tips for you.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadways. On the inbound Edens, it's pretty heavy. Lake Cook to the junction is 23 minutes. The Kennedy heading inbound, heavy between Austin and the junction. Taps the brakes as well between the junction and Division. O'Hare to downtown is 30 minutes. From the junction is 15. Eisenhower heading inbound, Thorndale to the post office, 37 minutes. From Mannheim is 24. On the outbound lanes, between the post office and Mannheim is 17. To Thorndale is 30. The Stevenson heading inbound, 355 to Lakeshore Drive, 35 minutes. From the Tri-State takes about 25 minutes. Lakeshore Drive heading southbound slows down between 18th and the Stevenson. Northbound lanes a little slow between North Avenue and Fullerton. Finally, on the Jane Addams heading westbound, it's heavy between Toohey and Bussey because of road construction. Tonight, 42 and rainy, currently 51. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
C.D. Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at C.D. Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
Caris is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. Caris provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, Caris has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-600-5845. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-600-5845. That's 1-800-600-5845.
We're back on Get Down to Business, and we will be talking about Social Security rule changes. It's impossible to look at the news, follow the media, and not hear about some of the recent changes to Social Security. There's a major debate that is taking place all over the country, and here on Get Down to Business, we are thrilled that we have a wonderful, wonderful expert, Chris Everett of Everett Wealth Solutions. Chris and her team have advised so many of our listeners in many different ways on the issue, including on college funding, and really identifying that there's really not a one-size-fits-all, that there's really not a path that everybody should be following. And Social Security rule changes have an impact on everybody, regardless of what generation you're in. Many of our listeners, whether you're a young professional or a seasoned professional, you're at different stages, and the changes that are taking place will have an impact on all of us. There are in the past, some Social Security changes have often come with a little bit of warning and have taken effect immediately. That has left those that haven't taken advantage of key strategies out of luck. For instance, back in 2011, the Social Security Administration eliminated the ability for those who had claimed Social Security benefits more than 12 months in the past to withdraw their previous application. This strategy has allowed people to get a do-over by paying back past benefits interest-free and then potentially refiling at a later date to get higher monthly payments going forward. The Social Security Administration never grandfathers anybody in or gives anybody a grace period. They don't give anybody any relief at all, which certainly draws criticism from those who would plan to take advantage of the provision at a later date. There's also an 180-day time limit from the date of passage of the law during which anyone who qualifies can start using the strategy. Anyone who's already filed and suspended or who does so within that time frame will be able to benefit from the strategy on an ongoing basis. That 180-day period ends on April 30th, 2016, effectively closing the door for those who want to initiate the strategy after that date. And you have to have reached your full retirement age. For example, if you haven't reached your 66th birthday by next April, then you won't be grandfathered in. Technically speaking, you'll still be allowed to suspend your benefits after that date if you want. But if you do, then no one in your family will be able to receive family benefits on your work record while those benefits are suspended. So once again, Chris Everett is a true expert, and we are thrilled to have her expertise, not only on the subject of Social Security retirement planning, but also on college funding. We just spoke with Dan Swinney earlier on the program and talked about education and how there is not a one-size-fits-all. He shared the example that there are students in Austin Polytechnical Academy in the South Austin neighborhood, which probably many of us would agree and say that it's not the city's most beautiful neighborhoods. And you have young adults in the inner city that are coming out of this program. They're finding a good job. It just shows that you don't need to be going to a four-year college, certainly not an Ivy League school, and ending up in debt, deep, deep in debt, in order to make a living. Dan quoted a number. He said that there were students that came out of his program that are now making $75,000 and more. That's a good salary. That's a good salary that you could support a family on and certainly contribute back to society. And Chris and her team at Everett Wealth Solutions have shared many of those tips and tricks and certainly meets with families and young adults all the time in sharing the tests, the personality tests, sharing the tips and the advice that helps families make the right decisions, helps family make the right decisions. They're not wasting the time in college for 4 years. But frankly, there's a big financial investment that's made with every individual, every student coming out of high school that decides to go to a college. And we all know examples of neighbors, friends, family, people that have decided to go to school And just 2 or 3 years later, they change their major. They decide to go to law school, and they cannot find a job. They decide to go into the liberal arts, and there's no job there for them. Or maybe they even decide, I'm not interested in that anymore. It's really frustrating, and for me, quite depressing to see it. So we need to embrace more of the out-of-the-box thoughts, more of the out-of-the-box thinking. And there's nobody that does a better job on that subject than Chris Everett of Everett Wealth Solutions and Everett College Funding. I encourage all of our listeners, before the end of the year, this is a good time to have that conversation. Get a hold of Chris at everettwealthsolutions.com or give them a call. I always say it, but they have the easiest phone number to remember. That number is 708-771-7777, 708-771-7777. EverettWealthSolutions.com. They are a fantastic resource. I encourage all of our listeners, families, young adults, professionals at all ages to have that conversation about college planning and certainly about Social Security and retirement planning. It's never too early to start that conversation about retirement planning. And I know most of our listeners can't do a good job of it themselves. That's why you need a professional, a fiduciary advisor that can really be a fantastic resource for you. So don't rely on the advice given to you by your HR department. They're biased. Don't rely on investment strategies offered by folks that are being compensated in different ways. Rely on a fiduciary advisor, which is what the team at Everett Wealth Solutions prides themselves on being. EverettWealthSolutions.com or give them a call at 708-771-7777. After the break, I have some more networking tips, advice, and information for all of you. It's not too late in the year to still squeeze in a little bit more events and networking and programs. We have a great speed networking event coming up on January 14th. You won't want to miss it. We had a great holiday party this past week in Glenview. The speed networking event is taking place in Skokie, and there is a limited number of spots. January 14th, you could register on my website. That's also the site where you could download podcasts from Get Down to Business. The website, shalomklein.com, shalomklein.com. And always welcome feedback and advice on the program. You can get on my website, shalomklein.com, find out who's going to be on next week on the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Don't touch that dial. After the break, I've got some networking tips and advice for all of you. You're listening to Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein.
Hi there, I'm Dick Smith from the Playmaker Spotlight. Every day I speak with successful CEOs and they share many of the same issues you do. You might feel a bit isolated, perhaps lonely at the top, wishing you could get some fresh thinking and perspectives on challenges you face. Well, this is where I come in. I'm a CEO coach and award-winning chair for Visage International, an organization of successful executives. I invite you to check out one of my peer advisory groups. Let me answer any of your questions at dick.smith@vistagechair.com.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Nubiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-972-5822. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Nubiotics away for free. 1-800-972-5822. That's 1-800-972-5822. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-972-5822.
Back on the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. You're listening to Get Down to Business. As promised, I've got some networking tips, advice, and information for you. You can find out about all of my events at shalomklein.com. And now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the morning show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560. The Answer. Networking goes hand in hand with running a successful business. But many of us dread walking into a room and introducing ourselves to a bunch of strangers. I do a ton of networking, and I don't have fun doing it. I don't enjoy walking into a room, seeing strangers, and just putting myself there in the center of the room and introducing myself to everybody. That might be contrary to what some people think of me, but I am not an extrovert. Everybody needs to work hard at developing those skills, but you need to do it. That's how you build connections. That's how you build relationships, whether it's for jobs or for business. So I've been asked to share my best networking tips at a recent event downtown. Here are the most valuable tips I've come across and put to work myself over these past few years. Resist the urge to arrive late. I mentioned this on the show a few weeks ago. It's almost counterintuitive, but showing up early at a networking event is a much better strategy than getting there on the later side. As a first attendee, you'll notice that it's calmer and quieter, and people won't have settled into groups yet. It's easier to find other people who don't have conversation partners yet. Ask easy questions. Don't wait around the edges of the room waiting for someone to approach you. To get the conversation started, simply walk up to a person or group and say, "May I join you? What brings you to this event?" Don't forget to listen intently to their replies. If you're not a natural extrovert, you're probably a very good listener. And listening can be an excellent way to get to know a person. Ditch the sales pitch. Remember, networking is all about relationship building. Keep your exchange fun, light, and informal. You don't need to do a hard sell within minutes of meeting a person. The idea is to get the conversation started. People are more apt to do business with or partner with people whose company they enjoy. If a potential customer does ask you about your product or service, be ready with an easy description of your company. Before the event, create a mental list of recent accomplishments, such as a new client you've landed or a project that you've completed. That way you can easily pull an item off that list and into the conversation. Share your passion. Win people over with your enthusiasm for the product or service. Leave a lasting impression by telling a story about why you were inspired to create your company. Talking about what you enjoy is often contagious too. When you get other people to share their passion, it creates a memorable two-way conversation. Smile. It's a simple but overlooked rule of engagement. By smiling, you'll put your nervous self at ease. You'll also come across as warm and inviting to others. Remember to smile before you enter the room or before you start your next conversation. If you're really dreading the event, check the negative attitude at the door. Don't hijack the conversation. Some people who dislike networking may overcompensate by commandeering the discussion. Don't forget, the most successful networkers, think of those that you've met, are good at making other people feel special. Look people in the eye, repeat their name, and listen to what they have to say and suggest topics that are easy to discuss. Be a conversationalist, not a talker. And remember to follow up. It's often said that networking is where the conversation begins, not ends. If you've had a great exchange, ask your conversation partner the best way to stay in touch. Some people like email or phone. Others prefer social networks like LinkedIn. Get in touch within 48 hours of the event. Show that you're interested and available and reference something you discussed so your contact remembers you. Listeners, what's your best networking tip? Let me know. Check out my website and get in touch at shalomkline.com. Remember these 7 tips. Don't get there late. Ask easy questions. Ditch the sales pitch. Share your passion. Smile. Don't hijack the conversation. Remember to follow up. What a fantastic lineup of guests. We spoke with Dan Swinney of Manufacturing Renaissance, who's creating a fantastic, amazing public-private partnership at schools like Austin Polytechnical Academy, bringing manufacturing jobs and training into the inner city, which is incredible. Check them out. Check them out at mfgren.org. We spoke with Chicago City Treasurer Kurt Summers, chicagocitytreasurer.org. What an amazing guy. Just finished his first year in office, and he's got a pop-up art gallery taking place at his office at City Hall. Encourage you to check that out and find out more about the work that they're doing to encourage local investment in small businesses and the transparency that they're bringing to the office. Watch Kurt Summers. He's going to go places, that's for sure. And next week on this program, we've got a fantastic lineup of guests, but I don't want to spoil that for you. You could find out who will be on the show on my website, shalomkline.com. That's where you can download podcasts of every week of Get Down to Business. We offer tons of advice, tips, and information for you. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. Check them out, tandemhr.com, tandemhr.com. Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions. Give them a call, 708-771-7777. To all of you celebrating Christmas, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy New Year. We'll talk to you next week.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years,